otherworldlyculture.com. During this time of social isolation, our need for entertainment has never been greater. Let's check out some of the great television and movies available on streaming platforms. Hello, everybody. I'm Tim, and I am from otherworldlyculture.com presents Now Streaming. And we have a great show tonight. It is one of our double feature shows. Let's get things started. That's right. Tonight we are all about science fiction. By the way, you can always follow us at our Twitter handle, twitter.com/radiother. My stripes were making it impossible to read. Great. Anyway, tonight we have two science fiction films, both of which are about viruses. We start, for obvious reasons, we start with the film from, I believe it was 2016. I can't believe I didn't have that in my research. We'll just look that up real quick. But Contagion was made by Steven Soderbergh. And, 2011. Holy cow. Okay, so way back in 2011. So this is almost 10-year-old movie. Here's the description from Yidio. The world is sent into a pandemic as a deadly virus spreads from one person to another. The germaphobe's nightmare watches people die left and right as a team of doctors rush to find a cure for an unknown disease that spreads like wildfire. The movie is almost like a documentary as it goes day by day with a counter at the bottom of the screen showing the progress of the disease. Now, it says that in the description. It isn't quite like that. I mean, it tells you what day you're on and all that, but it doesn't, it isn't annoying. It isn't like the show 24 where you see the of the clock. However, it is interesting here. This was out in 2011. Wow. And they talk about social distancing. They talk about some of the quarantining procedures. Now, a lot of people would never watch this during this particular time because it hits a little close to home and it's a little scary. A couple of things to know going into the film. The virus they show is much more deadly and much more contagious than the one we're dealing with right now. I mean, it is pretty close to the worst case scenario. So keep that in mind while you're watching it. Also, I think it's got, it's a fairly accurate portrayal of some things, but everything is turned up to the 10th degree. There is looting in the grocery stores, not just hoarding. It is full on looting. There's violence, you know, all these things. But also they show how the vaccine might be brought into production and how you would vaccinate the entire world. How do you even get started on something like that? And what might people do to get access to that vaccine? So I'm a big believer that we're going to end up with a vaccine before this next winter run happens here. But how would that get distributed? How does that get produced? There's a lot of money on the line, so I'm guessing it's going to get produced pretty darn quick. What will we do to show, hey, I was vaccinated, I'm okay to go? So they go into that. So I actually found the movie, at least the second half or last third, I guess, I found it kind of uplifting. It's like, oh, this is what it looks like to finally get out. To go back to life as it was. I'm a big hater of both the word social distancing, because it isn't social distancing, it's physical distance. We're physically distant. But I guess if it was been around since 2011, Facebook wasn't as big back then. Maybe that's why they went with that terminology. But I'm also not a fan with this new normal baloney. I don't believe for a second that this is the way the world's going to continue to exist. We're going to find a way, and we're going to move on as a society. So, anyway, that's where I think we are going. So that is the movie Contagion. I will tell you, if you're not in the right mindset, first of all, it's not a, wow, that's an exciting movie. It's more of a, what am I looking at type of movie. So if you're not in the proper mindset, you are really not going to like this flick. It is not uplifting to most people. I found it uplifting. That's unusual. I understand that. All right, so that's Contagion. Let's go to our second movie. What could it be? Oh my, it's The Last Ship. It's not a movie, it's a TV series, but also about a virus. Here's the plot synopsis. And this went on for four seasons from Yidio. In this drama series, I would call it science fiction, but okay. The crew of a U.S. Navy ship remains at sea after a virus decimates the human population on land. The hope is that a vaccine can be developed on board the ship and that the crew can save the human species from extinction. Now, this was originally aired on TNT. Couple things, you know, both of these movies, I didn't really talk about the cast stuffing that happened in the first movie. Let's go back to Contagion a minute ago. They have so many celebrities in this movie. When Steven Soderbergh makes a movie, he can get top talent. He has Gwyneth Paltrow. He has Matt Damon's in here, Lawrence Fishburne, Kate Winslet, Jude Law, Elliot Gould, Bryan Cranston, John Hawks is in this. A lot of celebrities in this movie. A lot of those people that you go, I know this guy. I know this guy. I know this guy. That's Contagion. Our second show, The Last Ship, the star of the show is a guy by the name of Eric Dane, a very good actor. But some of the interesting people that are around him, his, what do you call him, first mate, his second in command is Adam Baldwin, who I loved from the TV show Chuck. And before that, he was my bodyguard to Chris Makepeace. Just a really good kind of tough character. Also, of course, in the woefully quickly destroyed Firefly TV show. So he's in there, and this is a very interesting, she doesn't get a lot of work. Her name is Rona Mitra, and I absolutely love her. She has the distinction of being the model that Lara Croft was actually based upon. And she did a lot of personal appearances for that, but she is freaking gorgeous. What I like about her character in this show is, usually you have the beautiful scientist that's on the U.S. battleship filled with guys, and you're like, oh, we know where this is going. Nobody messes around with her. In fact, they don't want to. She's so salty. Nobody even wants to be in a room with her. She's just difficult. And it really makes for an interesting byplay, because you can tell these guys are like, hey, she's all right. Oh my God. What is she like? Ugh. they just don't like her. It's a great dynamic. What's interesting about this, I think, is, you know, we've heard about some of these ships at sea. There was one cruise that got around that had left port prior to all this coming down, and they didn't have any virus in any way, shape, or form that got involved with them. So that was pretty amazing. So yeah, there's a lot to this show. It is, I'm not sure it's included with Amazon Prime. Let me just double check that. That doesn't look right to me. I know Contagion you can get for a low cost if you don't want to do anything other than Amazon Prime. But if you do the free Cinemax trial, then you can watch the show for free. Yeah, I didn't think so. Last Ship is going for a chunk of change. It is, each episode is $3. So that's a little excessive, but, keep an eye out. I don't think it's free anywhere right now, but that's one of those shows that shows up for a while, then it gets pulled, then it shows up for a while on different streaming. But a really good program. I've gone through three seasons, haven't started a fourth. The first two seasons are solid, especially the first season. First season is just riveting. Second season, a little bit of a downward. Third season kind of maintains that new lower level. It'll be interesting where I think the fourth season goes, but I really enjoy this series. You should give it a try, particularly with what we're going on and going through right now. It's an interesting little story about what, how bad could a virus actually be? This goes down that path and lets you experience it firsthand. Okay. So again, this one cost you a little bit on Amazon Prime. It's there, though. You can definitely do it. And then Contagion, that one is on Amazon Prime for a small cost. Or you can get the Cinemax trial, and it's absolutely free. And that's what I would suggest to you. It is a good movie. It's probably a very good time to see it. Steven Soderbergh is a very talented director, so always worth time to see him. That's it for tonight's Now Streaming. We'll have another double feature next week, Thursday. Make sure to tune in, and hopefully everything will be running a little bit more smoothly. For some reason, XSplit was having a lot of trouble tonight with Facebook Live. We are probably going to try YouTube next time and see if we get a little better response rate. So we'll see how that goes. Thanks, everybody that came out. I hope you enjoyed the program. And until next time, remember, wash your hands.